We're on the telephone with J.D. Alexander of Pilgrim, Nebraska. J.D. is right now president-elect of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and by this time next week will become president of NCBA for the coming year. And the Cattle Industry Convention is coming up in Nashville this week. And J.D., we wanted to talk to you about that. Sounds like you've got a full week going there in Nashville with NCBA.
We certainly do. You know, this is the highlight of the year for basically NCBA cattle producers and the grassroots organizations. We get together for the main convention once every year at various locations around the nation, a chance to get together to see fellow cattle feeders, cattle producers from around the nation, bring forth their policy, discussions, topics, a big trade show, a big event that we really look forward to, and I think every cattle producer enjoys going to and attending.
Wanted to just visit with you about what might be some of the big issues, big topics discussed at the meeting, and of course, there's always issues around trade and government regulations. Of course, this year we also have the Farm Bill to talk about, and also the estate tax will be back near the top of the list.
Correct. 2011 was a good year. We got a lot accomplished. It was a good cattle market, and every indication are that 2012 will be a similar year. You're exactly right. There's big issues that we're always keeping our ear to the ground, listening for and being alert to, and that is the government overreach, regulations, et cetera, such as the EPA and some of their out-of-control ideas. The estate tax certainly is going to render its head again and be debated and trying to determine and hopefully put to bed. But that is, for our industry, one of the biggest things we've got to be aware of is how we can pass from one generation to the next our operations. You know, and then, as you say, the Farm Bill is always something a lot of people don't relate it to the cattle industry, but we really are. We're producers, both farmers, feeders as well. So a lot of things that happen in the farm program directly affect us. So, yes, a lot of items that we'll be looking at for the coming year.
One issue that's kind of cropped up here recently, J.D., is the introduction in Congress of this so-called egg bill, which would change the way that cages for egg-laying hens are used, giving them more space. And while it doesn't directly affect the cattle industry, I know there's a lot of concern about the precedent that that might set.
It is a disturbing precedent, to be quite honest with you. You know, I always said that the cattle producers were the most environmental friendly, probably the most friendly towards animals, animal lovers, and respect them, take care of them, essentially live with these animals. And we know how to take care of them as good as anybody out there. And when you get a third party that has special interests in mind other than what is good for the animal or the environment and so on, and think they know better as to how to take care of these animals, it is very disturbing. You know, this is our livelihood, and we take care of them the best we can, the best of our knowledge. We know what works and what does not work, and take great pride in that. So when you start seeing people negotiate with some of these groups that have alternative methods or means to looking at things, it becomes very disturbing to us and is something we're all always going to be looking at and you know, have a concern about.
And another topic I'm sure that will be discussed a lot in the hallways and some of the meetings will be the nation's cattle inventory. That most recent cattle inventory report on Friday showed another 2% decline in the nation's cow herd. And I know this is something that NCBA has been concerned about for quite a while.
It really is. You hate to say the adage, as I remember my father and grandfather saying, you'd run out of money before you run out of cattle. And that's, it's kind of a a joke in the industry. And ironically now is, my goodness, we've had tremendous markets and the cattle inventory is shrinking and it doesn't appear to be turning around. You know, you can look at a variety of reasons, a variety of facts for this, the drought certainly being one of them. But it is a concern. You know, a lot of people say we're killing our factory, so to speak. And that definitely is going to be a topic we'll be talking about. You know, as far as doing something about it, you know, we're believing in market-driven, and the market will eventually take care of itself. But it is certainly going to be a topic of wide discussion at the convention.
I guess from your viewpoint, you know, along with the drought, what would you say maybe are reasons why we keep seeing the decline?
You know, cattle markets have been good. And I would say every segment of our industry has had very good, if not some of the best years they've had. And, you know, you have to reap the benefits when you can. We're a very volatile industry that it can turn on a dime. The markets can all of a sudden turn very sour and be not profitable. So I think the real driving reason behind a lot of this is the fact that if people are out there and we're in it for no other business, then everybody does their business. We've got to succeed, be able to make things work, and it's been very, very successful. So to do a turnaround is going to, it's going to take a change in the mindset, change in the markets, and so on. And I think it's just going to play out, you know, to actually say we've got to be doing something about it. It's easier said than done, but this will turn, and it's time, and we'll go back to some normal numbers down the road. But it's cyclical, and we just happen to be at one of the ends of the cycle that's a little less in numbers.
Well, again, you'll be taking over as president of the organization for the coming year. Talk about some of your goals for the year 2012.
I think mainly the goal that we've got to do is, you know, we just want to represent all producers, the grassroots organizations that make up our industry as best we can. You know, we've got to allow our businesses to operate without the overburdensome of the government interjecting things that really are not the good of our industry. You know, the estate tax is certainly going to be one of the highlights this year. Our industry takes pride in building a business and never selling it. What we do is we build it and then make it better and turn it over to our next generation for them to work and make better and turn to the next generation. So that's going to be one of our key areas. You know, I'm also a believer that we finally got a lot of free trade agreements signed that have been a long time in the works. We want to pursue those, make it even better. You know, we become the leading exporter in the world of beef. And we want to maintain that. You know, we still have 96% of the world's population lives outside of our borders. And the livelihood of these 96% are increasing. The standard of living and the thing that they're going to want is a better supply of protein. And our hope is that beef is going to be that center of the plate for the protein. So we've got a lot of things to fire. It's going to be a good year. We've got to maintain the association. We've got good staff. We've got good ideas. So we're really looking forward to the upcoming year.